Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
That's right, we back. The captain, the ticket, 93.7. I'm going to try to keep it monotone. The second one, this is Mr. Unlimited, 7-5. The second one is hilarious. None of the teams under Frost has played with a chip on their shoulder. They have been feeling sorry for themselves. Hopefully the culture has changed. Need some fire and dogs on the team. I hope we got some. We got some, Mr. Unlimited.
I disagree wholeheartedly with that.
What?
That none of the teams have had chips on their shoulders and all of them felt sorry for themselves? I don't believe that.
Why do you say that?
I don't believe that. Based off of what they've told us during press conferences.
Stop going off of what they tell you. Go off what
they've done. That's what you have to do. No. You go off of what they tell you and how they play on the field. How they played on the field, they played really well. You're telling me last year's team didn't play with a chip on their shoulder? You're telling me last year's team, who only lost by one score to all of those really good teams,
I don't think
didn't
all
play,
of them
they felt sorry for themselves?
I don't think all of them played with a chip on their shoulders, but yeah.
But that's not what we're just saying, the team. Like, that's, you know, all of them, some of them, that's still the team. Last year's team played with a chip on their shoulder. Scott Frost's first year, they played with a chip on their shoulder. His second year, they played with a chip on their shoulder because he you know, trimmed the fat, got rid of the guys from the Mike Riley regime that weren't buying into the culture. Therefore, they played with a chip on their shoulder to show their head coach that they were bought in. They were all bought in. Didn't work out. Every team that Scott Frost team has coached has played with a chip on their shoulder. Just because they haven't won doesn't mean they didn't play aggressive. They didn't feel sorry for themselves. You can't play football and feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah, you can. You know how you know? Look at Rico. Rico's really looking like he's running. He's ready to go.
Go ahead.
3-9. That's how you know you're feeling sorry for yourself.
That's not you feeling sorry for yourself.
It
That's
is.
Just you not playing well enough.
Nah.
You can play with a chip on your shoulder and not win.
Nah.
When you just say, because you don't
you
win doesn't mean you feel
lose,
sorry for yourself.
You're feeling sorry for
That's
yourself.
Not feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, it is.
That's just being unlucky.
Yeah, that's not. It's not.
That's
about
being
luck.
Unlucky. That's being outcoached.
Lucky.
That's being out-athleted. That's not
what,
feeling sorry for
let me
yourself.
Let me tell you what lucky is. Lucky is us playing Northwestern and Kellogg throwing that Hail Mary from 70 yards away. That's lucky. Okay? Being lucky ain't got nothing to do with football. Sometimes you be good. Luck is Matt Davidson, is Scott Frost going 7-for-7, and then on the last pass, he throws the ball to Chevin Wiggins, who has the fortitude to kick the ball up in the air, and thank goodness Matt Davidson was Johnny on the spot, and he caught the ball out of nowhere. That's luck, okay? But the other games that we played, there was no luck. We dominated every team that was in front of us. Luck. We beat Missouri. See, when you dominate, most of the time, luck is on your side. But you shouldn't need luck 8 out of 12 games. You want luck 1 game out of 12. The rest of them, you have to put your foot forward. You have to do what you're supposed to be doing as a football player and as a football coach. But Rico, drink the Kool-Aid. Just add vodka if you got to.
I'm not drinking it yet.
Big Slim told me to tell you that.
Not drinking it yet.
Dirty Tony and the boys. Rico is acting like a hipster that thinks it's cool to hate on something universally loved.
Nope.
If you really think the Huskers are going to go 5-7 and lose to Northwestern, you're just being a hater.
I'm not being a hater. I'm going off of the history that I've seen for the past
four years.
I've said it multiple times on the airwaves, and I'll keep saying it until everybody understands. I'm saying 5-7, and I want to be wrong. I want them to win. I want them to go undefeated. I want them to win a national championship. But based off of what I have seen the last 4 years, I can't, in good faith, in my mind, pick them to have a winning season. But again, I want to be proven wrong. I want to be wrong after 5 games. I want them to have 5 wins. After 6 games, I want them to be at 6-0.
Well, listen, let me give you a little help. Jason O, 8-4, says, I predicted 3-9 last season. I'm going 8-4 this season, Jason O.
Good on you, Jason.
Well, he's letting you know he knows something.
Good on you, Jason.
You need to get your game up to 7-5. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not going to be happy with you.
You don't have to be happy with me.
Absolutely.
I'm not happy with the football team.
This is what I think CJ says. I can be skeptical due to recent history, but I can't have faith in the changes in the offseason. The Scurs can do it, but they better prove it week to week in order to fill my cup with that Kool-Aid. Dang, I thought he was going somewhere. 4-8 till they prove me wrong, and I hope they do. Can I have 99% vodka and 1% Kool-Aid in the case 10-2? Drink it up. Thanks for that, CJ. Who is this? Oh, president of the Super Tom Petty Sucks Club. I'm going to resend that text. The BET should have read, I'm a 10-2. Rico's at 5-7. Instead of arguing over crap we can't prove or disprove, how about whoever is closer to the win total gets to gloat and the loser has to take a Kool-Aid bath with 3 times the normal sugar so it's sticky as possible. I try to get to it right quick. Is Badge still on?
Yeah, okay. Well, unless he hung up.
Okay. Badge, you there?
Oh, no, I'm on.
Okay, Badge.
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, hold on. We're going to get through a couple more, Badge, then we'll get back. So, hold on. 9-3, believe it, John and Cortland. John says, Rashawn, I was 9-3, but I can't go there now. I'm at 10-2.
Can't go back.
You can't go. Listen, you can't go back.
Can't go back.
You can't go back.
But you can go forward.
You go forward. You can't go back. You can't be like, yeah, I'm at 10-2, and then be like, I better go back to 9-3.
That's why I'm at 5-7 now.
No, you should be at 6-6.
No, I can only move up.
Nebraska has a new offense that other teams won't be familiar with. They won't know what to prepare for.
They had a new offense in their first year.
And we did pretty good.
You went 0-6 for your first 6 games.
And then what did we finish? 4-8?
I think so.
That's pretty good, if you ask me. We finished strong.
And that led to? Listen,
Hammond Bean 75 says, they played afraid to win and not a chip on their shoulder, sir, just so you know. Jeremy the Grillmaster, call it dedicated to excellent. VJ, what do you think about suggesting something like working out with the Huskers to show the team how much the fans are behind them, like Rocky running through the streets? Shoot. Grillmaster, you on your own with that, buddy. I can't tell you that. I'm gonna get up out there and get to running around. I already said that I was going to do the stadium steps.
Yeah, you said that.
So I'm going to do that, but I'm going to listen to Coach Osborne, and I'm going to work out first. I'm going to get some wind back up. Abe says, Riley just got the Coach of the Year.
Yeah, Mike Riley just got Coach of the Year in the USFL.
Great job, Mike Riley. He learned some things at Nebraska that he took with him.
Oh, did he?
See? Is it 15? No, the number's not 15, Jace B. Rico, so you saying we lucky our quarterback throws picks at the worst times and fumbles the ball in the worst situation?
No, I'm saying you're unlucky that happened.
No. I mean, which one is it? You said we play with a chip on our shoulder. Is that playing with a chip on your shoulder?
Like, he's trying to make a play.
I don't know. Badge, are you buying this? Are you buying what Rico's putting down? It sounds like you're buying it, Badge. You're buying a lot of it.
He's not a – I do believe, Rico, they're going to have a winning season, though. But I understand with the chip on the shoulder, though. they're going to be successful this year. I think they are. I really do. And that's just the Husker. That's the – I'm a Husker through and through. So And I've always believed it every year. I like Scott Frost. You know, I just think that now he has the coaches, he has the players in place, the people to help him motivate. And I'm thinking that this is going to be a year. This is going to be a year. I'm not going to say it's going to be the year that's going to turn everything around, but it's going to be a better year than the last 4 years. How about that? Mm.
So Thomas and Lincoln, 9-3. I don't know why Thomas and Lincoln is 9-3, because it doesn't sounds like you do a lot of agreeing with Rico. But Thomas and Lincoln, 9-3, says, and I'm going to go back up because he said something about dad, so I got to give a shout-out to Pops. He said, hey, VJ, my father says, any team can be beaten by any other team on any given day. That is true. That is true. Your dad's right. Listen to your dad. Now, he says 77 is the number.
That's not it.
That ain't it. Close, but no cigars. Stop it, Rico. I hate agreeing with you, but VJ, you're wrong. Here's what I need to know, Thomas. What am I wrong about?
That was the chip.
Rico could be right, considering that any team can be beaten by any other team on any given day.
Now, I don't want to be right.
That's right and wrong.
I don't want to be. Kay? At the end of the season, if they go 5-7, I don't want that. I don't want to be right.
Any team cannot be beaten by any team on any given Sunday. Now, that's partly true.
That's true.
That's partly true.
2 years ago, Georgia got beat by South Carolina with a backup quarterback.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you again. South Carolina's Division I football program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
That's so not is Northwestern.
Any team. That's not any team.
Northwestern's a Division I football program.
That's not any team.
Illinois is a Division I football program. Indiana's a Division I football program. Rutgers is a Division I football program.
Yeah, and we should be beating the snot out of all those teams you just said.
But they could
And our mentalities, no, we let them win. It's a difference. It's, if me and you were playing and I wanted to let you win because I didn't come prepared, that's my fault. But if I don't care if I'm playing against Rico or I'm playing against the plane, I am going to give you my best shot every single time. And if I can bury you, Rico, I am not going to take it easy. I'm going to bury you.
And I wouldn't expect any less.
I'll call wifey and be like, yeah, I buried Rico. Where do you want me to – where you want me to put some flowers on him, or you want me to send him back home?
I wouldn't expect any less. But the fact of the matter is, I could beat you too.
You can't beat me.
I could.
You can't.
I could.
You can't.
There's a chance.
There's not a chance.
There's always a chance.
And there's never a chance.
Everybody
Maybe
has a chance.
1%.
That's
you
a chance.
You know how big of a chance that is?
That's a chance.
You got a chance of winning the lottery.
That's a chance.
Before you beat me. So, most people that only have a 1% probable chance of winning, they don't even play the game.
I would.
You don't believe that.
I would.
I don't believe you.
I would.
No, you're already 5-7.
You don't have to
you're
believe.
You're 5-7.
You don't have to believe me.
You don't have
I believe
that much
me.
Confidence.
And that's the thing is, it doesn't matter if the football. If I don't believe in the football team believes in themselves. If they go out and they win, that's all that matters. But to me, I don't think I personally do not believe that they're going to have a winning record. Could they have a winning record? Yes. Could I be wrong? Hell yes.
You're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong.
You are.
But the fact of the matter is, they're playing all outside of two teams. They're playing all Division I football programs, and any one of those programs could beat Nebraska, just like Nebraska could beat any one of them.
That's a loser mentality.
Nebraska could go 10-2.
Such
Nebraska could
a
be
loser
12-0.
Mentality.
Nebraska could go 5-7.
No, we're going to have a winning season. That's for sure. 10-2 is on the horizon, folks. I don't care what anybody says. We have an opportunity to be great. We need to be great. Period.
Okay.
9470 says, it's unlucky if you fumble the ball one or two times in a big spot. It's undisciplined to keep doing it in the biggest spots every single game.
Then why'd you keep him in?
Because that's all we had, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying. You asked the question, I answered your question.
But that's what I'm saying. Why'd you keep him in? If he was so undisciplined, if he was costing you so many games, why'd you keep him in?
Yeah.
Tyler, not 55. Great choice. You're not close on this one. 77 was closer than 55, put it like that. Nebraska Nolan says, finish 8-4. They'll lose to two teams they shouldn't. An off day in one game and a game-changing mistake in the other cost them – what did I say? Cost them the game. The other two, they just lose to a better football team. I still like 8-4. See there, Rico?
That's fine. You appreciate can believe that, Nebraska, what you want. Nolan.
Thanks for keeping it 100 and keeping it positive. So let me get this right. Nebraska could have beaten all the teams on the schedule last year, but they just didn't want to? Rico?
Oh, no, that's not a question for me. That's a question for you.
What do you mean they just didn't want to?
You're the one that was saying that they didn't have a chip on their shoulder and they didn't play to win.
Let me read this.
You were saying that's how they were playing.
So let me get this right. Nebraska could have beaten. Who said that they could have beat? Yeah, if they listen.
They could have beaten everybody.
Then you said it. See there?
I think they could have too, though.
They could have.
Why didn't we?
I don't know. That's a question
for
the coaching staff.
How come you don't
know? That's a question for the coaching staff.
Well, why didn't we, Badge?
Because the offensive line didn't give Adrian Martinez enough time. Because Adrian Martinez was thrown.
Don't start with that.
Because Adrian Martinez wasn't very accurate in most of his passes. Mm-hmm. Because the running game was not very good. Because the wide receivers were very inconsistent. The defense held up to their end of the bargain. But every once in a while, they got tired and they gave up big plays. Special teams was a big issue. They couldn't hit field goals. They couldn't punt the ball. They couldn't cover kicks or punt returns. That's the reason they lost. It's not saying they didn't try. But those are the reasons they lost.
Perfect. So all five of those reasons that you just gave that we lost, we fixed them all in the offseason.
You hope so.
We did.
You got new coaches and you got new players. You hope it's fixed.
We did. It's fixed.
You don't know.
I know. It's fixed.
But Rico had a good point. Rico had a good point about there's no accountability. If he kept on making mistakes, why didn't you take him out?
Okay. We can't.
You know, there was so many times where it was evident game after game, the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game was an interception. It was a fumble. It was this and this. It was never held accountable. You kept repeating it. So if you keep on repeating it, something's got to change. If you make a mistake, all right, you make the second one, you're out. Get somebody else in there to do it right. That's why we lost so many games.
No,
they never corrected the mistake.
Listen, here's again, when you understand your problem, and you start to make necessary changes. Because, listen, change is hard for everybody, especially when it's tough change. You know, tough love, tough change. You know what I'm saying? You got guys that you went to battle with for years, and you got to let them go. Do you know how big of a change that is to tell somebody that you work with for 4, 5, 6 seasons, you spent all this time with, hey, I got to let you go? So
you know how stars are made. So Paul George is made. Why on Indiana's team? Who got hurt on the NBA? We're gonna switch things. We go follow me. Who got hurt on Indiana? Who was a star? And then Paul George came on because he got hurt.
I don't know who.
What's his name? Graham Gardner. Granger. Mm-hmm. Granger got hurt. That opened the door for Paul George. You remember that? Mm-hmm. The point I'm making is, there's opportunities where there's other stars to be made and be born. Okay, if this dude did it for 3 years or did it for 2 years, great. But then there's another star that comes, hey, you got to go. It was no different than when Clint Child signed on. Well, hey, here come Lawrence Phillips. Hey, here come Amon Green. You got to take the back seat. You got to play who you think is going to get the job done. Yes, you did a great job. You're a Husker for the rest of your life. Play with what you have. Play with who's going to give you what you need. Not this buddy syndrome. he gave me 4 years of greatness or 3 years of greatness. Yeah, okay, this 3 years has expired. Now next.
Yeah, well, the next man up mentality has to start right now. The guy that's playing behind the guy that's the starter has to act like he's the starter. He has to train his mind, his body, his soul like he is the starter because, like you said, at any given Saturday, he could very well be the starter. And we don't want that big of a
– practice. This should be every game. This should be up for grabs. Every game.
Okay, so 7731 says, born in Michigan, grew up in Nebraska. Y'all better start kissing some Matt Campbell, right? But now – Rico, you're right. 5-7, go blue. That's what you want? You running with the blue?
I don't want to.
Are you running with the blue, though?
No. Well,
it sounds like you are. 5-7.
I did wear blue in college.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like you're running with the blue.
UNK, baby. Lopes up.
I'm starting to understand you now, Rico.
I can't wait.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. Because
I went to the sister college. That's what it is?
No.
You said a sister college.
Based on, hey, remember what you said? I would say what you said. Based on what you're saying, I'm starting to judge you a little bit. Okay, anyway, Brad from Baldwin says, would a winning record for us flip Raiola to us?
No.
No, I doubt that, very seriously.
He's all Ohio State.
He's recruiting.
He's got three five-star receivers. He ain't going nowhere.
Nah, I think that's a done deal. We need to go ahead and bury Raiola and understand how we going to beat Raiola.
Unless,
you know, that's the one Raiola, him and his dad, we going to beat y'all.
Unless he can flip those 3 5-stars to Nebraska as well.
Yeah, well. Brad also says 8-4 are standards, or Iowa standards. Need to be better than that. I agree with you 100%. 100%. Chase B, VJ got us 10-2. I got us 10-2. Because all the stars had to align, and these coaches have the opportunity to leave the success at the programs that they were at to come here. So, kind of, they'll be successful.
So, they chose to leave success because they believed that success would be here.
There you go. Thanks for breaking that down.
Okay. I think that's what he's saying.
9470 says, so you can say the whole team is just undisciplined. Hold on a minute. Mississippi Mud Dog says, get that Go Blue the out of here. Bryce, second and third string guys need to stay ready so they don't have to get ready. And if and when their number is called, they can be ready. Andrew says, T-Badge is 100% correct. Thomas and Lincoln, VJ, no one can understand Rico. Even Rico doesn't understand what Rico is doing.
Okay.
That's a great one. All in, Pop Watson. AM wasn't clutch. Gingerbeard, man. The ticket, 93.7. The captain with big bads. And Rico.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.